But the Ryerson Rams are headed back to the playoffs for just the second time in franchise history. The last time they were there,
we were setting the bar really high. We knew that we did well last year, and we wanted to do even better this year.
Scores! They score! The Ryerson Rams have won this hockey game!
The expectation from day one was to reach the McCaw Cup.
A shot and scores! Erica Krause!
We knew we had a really good group going into the season.
What a save there by Vigeon!
I kind of knew that it was going to be a great year just from the start. I'm Fanny Vigeon. I'm goalie for the Ryerson Rams.
My name is Mariah Hines. I play for the Ryerson Rams. I play defense.
My name is Erica Krause. I am a center for the women's hockey team.
I think we started the year with like 5 or 6 wins, so that was good.
We finished first in the first half of the semester.
It was closer to the beginning of the year, I think November. U of T, first time we played them, we lost 7-1. Like, that was a devastation to us.
That really took us down a notch because I'm pretty sure it was one of our first losses of the season. So it was reality check.
We came back and we won like 7 games straight.
But then moving on after the U of T game, there were big games such as Guelph.
From the beginning of the week, we knew it was going to be a big game because Guelph's always secured number 1-2 spots. We had high intensity and just gave it our all and won.
Beating one of the top teams is always amazing. That's just the reassurance for us to know that we're sitting up there with them.
I was confident that we were able to go really far in playoffs.
Going into the first round, we were playing Queens, and it's a team that we had split a series with.
Going into the game, we had high energy. I think because we had such high energy, we came out with a fight. The fight quickly died out when Queens scored their first goal. I believe in the second period, Queens scored their second goal.
So we made it 2-2, and then they scored on the lucky bounce.
49 seconds were left when Queens put their third one in. At that moment, we kind of knew we lost the game. I felt like playoffs were over because it's a 3-game series and they already had one up on us. Game 2 of Queens, it was a do or die game. We all went into it hoping we'd win, high energy.
We were winning 1-0, and then Queens scored in the third period to make it 1-1. And then we went in first overtime and then second overtime.
We knew this was our moment to show what we had. And then sure enough, Krause scores top shelf.
Cross at the side of the net, she scores!
Causing us to win and leading us to game 3.
It was just an incredible feeling like I've never experienced it before.
Our confidence shot back up pretty quickly. We knew that we had a third game to play and this was definitely a do or die game. This was it.
We were going in Queens and we knew that nothing was gonna stop us. It was another tie game. It was just a back and forth game. And then they scored the first goal. So we scored a goal in the third. And then we went in overtime again.
So I was on for the last shift. I'm a defenseman, so I'm typically at the blue line, but I saw an opportunity to sneak in. So I was around the tops of the circle and I saw Carly Numakoski with the puck behind the net. But I was like, Carl, I need the puck right now. And so when I got the puck, I was like, this is the time. We're going to win the game. Like, it's going to be good.
Hines.
And then I scored in the same spot Krause did the previous game, leading us to second round of playoffs. Everyone was going crazy. Like, it was just like a moment of history, I guess, for the Rams.
Basically, it was the first time that the women's hockey was making it to the OUA semifinals. It's really nice to see that this group accomplished something really big.
We didn't know we were playing Guelph originally. We were going through all the games in our group chat, and then we figured out we were playing Guelph. And everyone is excited because we've beaten Guelph, and they have beaten us. Like, it was a 50-50 chance of winning the series. Going into Guelph, it was more serious. Like, people weren't as talkative. So the game started, and in the first period, I happened to give the puck away in front of the net, and they scored. And I was like, this is the end of me. I don't want to play anymore. Like, I'm just done.
You could see some of the girls on our team getting down.
Game continued on. We felt we could still win. We still had a chance.
And then they had gone back and scored again, and then again.
And we were like, oh no, like this is the end.
And then we had gotten another one. So it was 3-2. And then at the end of the third, they had scored again to make it 4-2. And that sucked because we had tried our hardest and we weren't getting the bounces.
It's always hard when you're losing the first game, but we knew that it was not impossible to win the series. Game 2 was important for us because if we were losing, then our season was going to be over. The morning of that game, everyone was really excited.
The energy in the room was very high.
That game was very nerve-wracking because there was girls on our team that could have been their last game.
That game was neck and neck throughout the whole first period. It was just back and forth, back and forth.
And then they had a couple of power plays. We knew that we had to stay out of the box against them because they have a good power play. Unfortunately, they capitalize on one of their bounces.
The draw got won back to the point, and we had a miscommunication in front, which led two of our players to go down, a D to be out of place, and another forward to try and be a hero and slide into our goalie, and just the puck trickle in on the other side of the net. All the players on the ice were very devastated. I went over and tapped on Fanny, and she's like, "It's okay, we're gonna get it back."
Well, I was just trying as a goalie to stay focused and like keep my team in the game.
In the third period, I guess our hopes dropped a little bit. The devastation of losing the game was still there because the score was still 1-0. Closer to the end of the game, we shortened our benches. We got pucks on net. We did everything in our power, but we couldn't get the puck to hit the mesh.
There were lots of people out there supporting us, which helped. But there was just nothing we could have done. We literally laid everything out there, and if I had to change anything, obviously it would be to score, but you don't always get those bounces.
So the final few seconds ticked away, and we were still in their zone trying to score till the very last second.
At the end, I was just hoping for someone to find the back of the net. The clock was just ticking down, and we lost the game. Yeah, we lost 1-0.
And it's over as the Ryerson Rams season comes to an end.
The loss meant that the season was over. When the time ran out, their bench immediately emptied. Everyone came onto the ice throwing gloves and sticks. So seeing them celebrate it right in front of us, it just crushed us.
I was very sad. There were a few tears shed even before I got off the ice.
Well, at first, of course, you're thinking about it. What you could have done better. But I think that afterwards, we knew that we had to be proud of what we accomplished.
Well, next season, we hope to actually make it to the championship game, the Macaw Cup. We will be a more experienced team. This year, we had 10 rookies, which means we are one of the least experienced teams in the league this year. Here at Ryerson, I think the development went way up there.
3 years ago, the team was struggling to reach like 5 wins. In a short amount of time, we proved that a program can improve. It's just gonna get better. I think that in my people realize that it's fun to watch women's hockey, and Ryerson has a really good team.